Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Hey, you guys, I am with, I just called you, a non-little biatch Instagram account, de moi.
Yeah.
De moi.
You did
What's
it.
Up?
Hi, not much.
I'm sure everyone's like, that's her voice.
I mean, I've like put my voice on my IG before. I just didn't have as many followers.
So what happened? Because you blew the fuck up in the last few months, but you existed for like a while. So what happened in the last few months? Like, how did that happen? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I started the account in 2013. So I've had it for a while, but it only had like 45,000 followers and I didn't really post very often. So like the minute we went into quarantine, I was like, I don't know, like something just hit me. I'm like, let me post a question to my followers, which I'd never done before. And it, you know, at the time, like 45,000, it's not that much. Like I didn't really know the type of people that followed me. I didn't know if any of them worked in entertainment or if any of them had any like celebrity connections.
Wait, but when you started in 2013, it was the same thing? It was
no.
Like celeb gossip stuff? Oh, so okay,
no.
What was it?
So it was a website that had interviews. Like we interviewed like interesting people that we're in New York, in LA, like we did an interview with like the Fat Jewish and like this woman who started Stone Fox Bride and the woman who started Aviator Nation. So like we did like cool interviews with people like entrepreneurial people like that.
You and you have like a partner?
At the time, yeah, I did. Right now I don't have a partner, but I do have people that help more behind the scenes.
Like you're not do anymore. You're un.
kind of. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Cause that's why.
Cause you said like, why'd you name the account de moi?
Well, it did have something to do with the both of us, but I can't really say what it was, but yeah, it should be like un moi because now it's like not de. But I just kept the name because basically like I didn't know this would fucking happen and I kept the name because I wasn't like, ooh, let me start like a celebrity gossip account. Do you know
okay,
what I mean?
So how did it turn into, so you were what? Like you were into entertainment, you were interviewing people in the industry for like a blog type of thing?
Yeah. So like, I hate the word blog. Like I think it's just gross. So like I never use that word, but we had like a lifestyle website. So it was like interviews. It was like fashion content. It was shopping guides. And we like worked really hard on it. And at the time, like Instagram just had started. So we had this website and everyone had a website or a blog. And then they had like an accompanying Instagram account. So that's just what we did. Just copied what everyone else was doing. So we had this Instagram account, built it up to like 45,000 people, then stopped doing the website. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to, you know, create the content, you know, connect with people to interview. It just became like a lot. So we stopped.
Was it not like, it wasn't like blowing up?
No, it wasn't blowing up. I mean, it was just something, it was like a creative outlet for us. It was something fun for us to do.
Dude, can I just say that because of you, people DM me things and they're like, Anon, please. And it's so funny to me because I know that those are people that probably follow you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they know that they're now it's just a thing to say. And like some people get so annoyed by it. They're like, why does everybody say it? I'm like, I think they just like to say it. It's like a thing to say.
No,
like,
so it's funny. It's so funny because I've been posting DMs too for like, you know, like part of my thing is like I read my DMs. I'll like post some of them. But ever since you came in the picture, it's like Anon. Anon. And I'm like, I can't. And then I get when I do that and I have it in the thing, some people are like, what's Anon? Like, and I know those are people that probably aren't on the Demois train.
Well, people still ask me, who's Anon? First of all, they thought my name was Anon. They thought people were saying to me, Anon, please, like that.
And I'm like, okay, those people are stupid though.
I'm like, no, it's anonymous.
Get it together.
Like, I'm like, it's just anonymous. Like, my name is not
Wait,
Anon.
But I know you went on a podcast. Actually, I'm friendly with her, Diana Espia.
Yeah.
And you did a voice mutation thing.
She wanted to do it. I was, like, really into it. I was like, let's do it.
She wanted to do
it?
Well,
she didn't want to do it. She, like, gave me the option to do it. And I was like, okay. Because, I don't know, I just, like, felt like being, like, shady. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And then, like...
You're like, I'm all about being shady.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
So, 45,000 followers, like, whatever. And then quarantine is when it became this?
Yes. So, like, so what? after the duh dismantled and I just, like, kept the Instagram for fun, I just was posting, I was reposting, like, line items from various websites. I was reposting headlines from, like, various other entertainment news outlets. I wasn't, like, creating any original content. And I would do that just like whenever. I also had this like other thing I would do. I would like go on Bumble and just like fuck with all the guys that like I would match with on Bumble and like post some of their profiles to my account.
Wait, what?
No, not like
that's not very Anon.
No, not really. It wasn't always people that I was messaging with. It was sometimes just guys that I would come across or match with.
So give me an example. What do you mean fuck with them and then post it?
Like, I mean, you're married, so I don't know if you could relate, but like guys that you have matched with before and then they unmatch with you and then they'll match with you again like you're a new person, like that type of thing. I wouldn't fuck with them, like try to like, you know, be rude or mean. It was all just like tongue in cheek, or like I would put up their profile and make like a snarky comment about shit that they would write in their profile.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, but I didn't have that many followers, so I didn't really care. It was just like an outlet for me to just sort of post my...
Babe, 45,000 isn't not a lot. You keep saying that.
I don't
it's
know.
Not, well, not a lot.
I mean, it just... Well, my engagement wasn't as much as it is now, so I just didn't feel like anyone was watching. I mean, maybe there were a couple thousand people watching, but not like it is now. So I just... Mm-hmm. It was like a lot more rogue, and I just didn't care. It was just like, whatever, this is fun. Some people like liked it. You know, I'm sure people that are in relationships love like to see what's going on in the dating apps. It's like peeking behind the curtain for them kind of thing. So people just like that, and that was like also part of it. So then when quarantine happened, like literally like the day of quarantine, like I get home from work, I'm like, what the fuck's going on in the world? I just said to my followers at the time, I was like, write me in, you know, have you guys ever had any celebrity encounters?
Uh-huh.
Basically, I think that day was like a really just like slow news day, and I was looking for something to post, and I was just like, oh, let me just ask them if they have any stories. So that's what started it, literally. That day.
That's crazy, because it was like in a day that I started getting messages from my followers being like, do you follow Demois? And I'm like, it was like all in a day. And I was like, wait, did this account exist for years and I didn't know about it? Like, I can be late to things, but I wouldn't be like that late to something, you know? So it does really feel like it happened in a minute, but then you did already have some following. So
yeah.
But you definitely blew up and you're also private. Is there like a reason you're private?
Well, I like to see who comes in and out and particularly who follows. I like to see that. People's names that I recognize.
It also like boosts followers, is it not?
It does, but I think people come in and out. Like, I've definitely caught people coming in and out. And if I recognize your name and you come in and out a lot, like, you're done. Like, I'm not fucking playing this game with you. So there's been people that I recognize their name and I'm just like, yeah. No, you're done. Like, and I don't know why, like, they're just a normal person. And it's like, okay, like, I get it. I post a lot, but
people
have
a thing where they don't like to be following a lot of people.
So weird. So I get that.
I don't know.
It's just,
I feel
weird.
Like that happens. No, like, on my personal account, I used to have this thing where I could see, like, who, like, on my personal, where, like, it was like friends and family type of thing. I used to have this app that would show me, and all of a sudden I'd see like some bitch from like college unfollow me, and I don't post it all on my personal. And I'm like, did following me bother you so fucking much? And I'm like, no, people like when it looks like they're Beyonce and they don't follow a lot of people.
It's just, I think so. It's bizarre to me. And it's like, if I post too much, you know what I mean? Just don't look at it that day. It's not like I don't post on my feed a lot. It's always in stories. So it's like,
yeah, I know. You're a competition of like me and you. It's like, who has more stories, I feel like, in a day?
Yeah.
I mean, feel like if I'm not at the max, if I'm not at 100, then it's like not a day.
I used to feel like that for sure. And then I had to let it was too much pressure. Like, since, you know, things have been like lifted and, you know, my work's been busier, like, I had to take the pressure off myself. But that's so funny.
Okay,
to
so
say
you
that.
Have a real job.
Yes. I do.
That's non-related to
correct. To Des Moines.
So what's, before we get into like gossip and interesting things, I know it's like an annoying question, but since you're a non AF mm-hmm. and stuff, how do you see the account? Like, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to stay a non forever? Do you want to do the same type of thing, or are you doing it for fun?
You know, that's like a really good question. I think the answer changes every day. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I really need to monetize this. And then yeah. other times I'm like, I don't know, like, maybe I should just stop. And then other times I'm like, God, I feel like I'm just like letting people down, because people do write me the nicest messages. And that's honestly what keeps me posting. Cause I'm like,
what? They're like, thank you. You made my day.
Yeah. Like, just like, you're making quarantine bearable. Mm. During quarantine, I had like nurses message me and be like, I read your stories out loud to all the other nurses while we're like doing our shift. I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I've had people like, I've been like laid
you're
up.
You're saving countries, yeah. like Max.
Yeah.
Like Max Ulrich.
Exactly.
How would, like, you pronounce his last name?
Oh, the Demi's guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. I just look at Max. I don't even like look at his last name.
Do we have any tea on him?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because before they broke up, like literally right before they broke up, like 2 weeks before, I started getting all these messages about him. And they're like, no, actually, that's not true. I got a message about him in June. And it was like, I know Max. He's not a nice guy. He's with Demi for the wrong reasons. He does X, Y, and Z, which none of which were good. And I'm like, okay. Like, I mean, this is kind of random, but thanks for the info. I had like no reason to post it back then.
Because I feel like that's, because I'm going back to that moment too, like when it was weird, Demi all of a sudden has this boyfriend, he walks in the background of her live, which now I feel like we can assume he did it on purpose because he's a thirst monster.
Right.
But we were like, great, Demi. But like, we didn't really care. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He looked like kind of a tool. We saw them going to Nobu. We saw them being kitsy mitsy, floopy. We saw like love you to the moon and back. Like, I made fun of that shit. But like, we didn't care because he didn't seem so cool or so like wowsy.
Well,
but
I just thought that she was just seemed so happy that like there was no fucking way that this was going south. Like, at the time that that person sent me that message, I was just like, okay, like, their relationship seems pretty solid. They don't seem rocky. Like, I don't, if I post this, like, it really won't have any meaning because nothing's really shady is going on with them. So I kind of just like didn't do anything with it. And then like, that was June or July.
What did someone send you?
It was like, I posted it after the fact. It was like, I know Max. He's like, he's shady. He does things to get parts, like in whatever, acting parts.
Yeah. Well, I got a non things.
Oh, you did?
I got, yeah. People, well, now people are like, he went to my high school. He's always been a giant thirst monster.
Yeah.
He tried to date, he went to this school in NYC, this performing arts school. So apparently he tried to go out with people that were doing well at the time. I think it was Sarah Hyland and maybe someone else. And also that he was dating dudes.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah. Which I feel like we can't really say in today's world without being canceled that Max is, a lot of messages I got were that Max is gay. And obviously you can be bi and you can be whoever, be attracted to whoever. But I mean, it just means that he's a fraud. Do you know what I mean? And he was the whole time with Demi.
I mean, I didn't know about the whole Selena thing until it came out, how he stalked her and was obsessed with her. So once I heard all that, I was like, holy shit, I got to find this DM. And I found it and I reposted it. And I got a couple other DMs, but I didn't post them. And then she announced the fucking breakup. And I was like, fuck, I have none of these DMs that people have been sending me. So I said, if anyone is still following, because like I said, a lot of people do come in and out of the account. And I was like, if anyone's still following that sent me info about Max, can you reach out again? And none of the original people, except for one, maybe reached out again. So I had lost all that information, but it was basically the same as what you're saying. It was people from high school, or there was also some weird story. Was he on a soap opera?
Yeah.
He was.
All My Children.
Yeah. There was a weird story about
that.
Oh no,
Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless.
Yeah. There was a weird story about him on the soap opera. I don't even fucking know, because sometimes if I'm not personally invested, I kind of gloss over when I'm reading shit. So yeah.
I would never think that there would be a vitamin to help you enjoy drinking more. I would never think that drinking and wellness would be in the same sentence, but DHM Detox is going to help you enjoy drinking more. It's the responsible way to have a few drinks. You take two capsules of DHM Detox, which is vitamin, basically, after your first couple of drinks, and it gets to work. It boosts your body's natural response to alcohol and helps break down those toxins. Isn't that freaking crazy? So that you can enjoy the next day. Not only enjoy the night where you're drinking and then the next day you regret it. No regrets. The next day, feel great. They also have another product that I love, Hydration Replenisher with Immune Support. So you know how when you drink and the next day you feel like shit, you usually go for a really sugared up Gatorade or something like that? Well, they have an amazing product, Hydration Replenisher with Immune Support. You drink it, you get replenished. Your immune system is supported. Hydration anytime, morning, evening, exercise, travel, and it pairs amazing with DHM Detox. No Days Wasted has risk-free purchases. So if you're not satisfied, they'll give you your money back. So it's a no-brainer. You have nothing to lose. Give it a shot. Try DHM Detox and get a refund if you're unhappy. I got you 20% off of your first order and free shipping. So go to nodayswasted.co/notskinny and use promo code notskinny at checkout. Again, you guys, that's nodayswasted.co/notskinny. Use promo code notskinny to get that 20% off.
I'm Anisha Ramakrishna, and I'm an Indian entrepreneur and TV personality with big dick energy. You may know me from Bravo TV's Family Karma and, of course, social media. I grew up in a very conservative Indian family, but I have always forged my own path and live life on my own terms. I recently left my successful career in New York City and my long-term relationship to pursue my own fashion business. I'm single in my mid-30s and I live with my parents. I'm currently cringing, and I know you are too. Join me as I spill the chai on my own cringeworthy personal life experiences every Thursday, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
So how does it work with your DMs? Before you post them, now I get that you like to be a little bit personally invested and be into the celeb that they're about, right?
I mean, that just makes it more interesting for me, but I also understand that that everyone is interested in other celebrities. So I really do try to run the gamut, from A to Z about who I post. And I know some people get frustrated. Like somebody wrote me the other day, like, you just post about the same celebrities. And I'm like, well, first of all, like, those are the messages I get. Like, I don't have, like...
Also, fuck you, are you paying me?
Well, like, yeah.
Goodbye.
I mean, that's a whole nother topic. But, like, I don't have, like, you know, a fucking encyclopedia that I, like, pick from. It's, like, what people send in. And if one name pops up, that's who I'm going to get a lot of stories about for the next 2 days. So, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because if you post about Chris Evans, people are going to be like, I have a Chris Evans story.
Exactly. So that's why, like, they'll be like a week or 2 weeks straight.
Wait, did
same
you
people.
Put up the post about Chris Evans? Where you, was it you? And you were like, where, like, why am I not on the Chris Evans train?
Yeah,
I don't get.
I did that. Last
I don't either. I don't either.
So Chris Evans, like, has a fucking rabid fan base that I had no idea existed. And they were planting fake stories about, like, him and Lily to me. And I don't know about him. And I didn't know he had a fan base. So I believed what people were fucking sending me. I was like, oh,
wait,
okay.
But they had a picture at the park that
yeah,
they were, like,
they
hooking up.
Were, like, they took it to the next level. His The people that his shippers, their shippers, whatever they called, they took it to the next level. So... I didn't know. I mean, I learned, trust me, like I've learned so much about celebrities, like, in the past.
That's
seven
what I was gonna
months.
Say. Like,
it's insane.
Do you have any personal connection to the entertainment world though?
Not really.
Not really. So it's legit, just you had this account, the whatever thing going on, you had the idea to write a question, send me in tips, and then you rode that train. That's what it is.
Yeah, 100. Like, I'm not even fucking kidding. That's 100% what happened. Like,
but duh.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like you have some connection to the
entertainment
world.
I swear to you, I don't have this. Did not start because any connection. I will say that.
That's kind of genius. That's kind of,
it
I mean,
just happened. Like, I think it happened by word of mouth in the beginning, and it wouldn't have happened if quarantine wasn't happening.
No, and it wouldn't have happened if you didn't have that idea one day to be like, what stories do you guys have? Like, that's
right.
How it started.
I mean, I will say, like, for those following in the beginning, it was a lot more rogue. Like, the shit I posted was not censored. There were no blinds. I didn't know, like, what I was really doing. So I would fucking post anything anyone would send me.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Now, do you try to, like, I mean, there's no way for you to fucking do research, but how do you decipher if it's not, like, I mean, you want to be posting things that are at least probably true, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way for me to know anything is true because it's just hearsay. That's basically what right. It's hearsay and rumors. But I mean, I definitely have, like, strong gut feelings and intuitions about some things I post. And that's based on me furthering the conversation with the source, which no, you won't see because I won't post it. So either I'm furthering the conversation, I'm getting more information. So, like, to convince myself, or, you know, that maybe this could be true.
Right.
But I won't post that because I have to protect the people that are giving me this information.
That's crazy that you read, because it is a lot to read.
It's a lot. It's
like
a lot.
When people write you the messages, they could make it shorter, but sometimes they are really long. And I'm sure sometimes it takes you, you know, 5 sentences to see if it's, like, interesting, not interesting. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have a lot to read.
Thank you for saying that. That's true. It's like, it's not, I mean, there's different factors which will make me post something that.
Right. But you're still reading to see if,
like. But I'm still reading. Exactly. I'm still reading. But, like, the factors have definitely evolved since the beginning. Like I just said, like, in the beginning, I was posting everything.
Right.
And now I'm definitely a little bit pickier. I mean, if something makes me personally laugh, I don't care what the fuck it says, like, I'm posting it. Do you know what I mean?
Wait.
If it's the dumbest shit, I'm posting it because it made me laugh. And I, you know, I think, like, a lot of my followers have the same sense of humor. So
is there anyone, do you get any hate of people being like, why are you sharing, like,
yes.
Personal
are you
things?
Kidding?
Oh, you do? What do they say?
On Sunday, I posted something about somebody who lived next to Taylor Swift. They were her neighbor 4 years ago. It wasn't even like it was present day. It was 4 years ago. And they were describing things that they observed about Taylor Swift through her window because they were her neighbor.
What was it?
It was like she drinks a lot of red wine. She, like, makes pasta every night. She, like, leaves dirty. It was the most innocent things.
Oh my
that
God,
I
that's so T Swift.
Yeah, it was, like, literally the most innocent things. And I was like, oh my God, this is, like, so innocent. Like, I live in New York City. I could see fucking directly into my neighbor's apartment. I know what that's like. This person's not a stalker. They're just a fucking neighbor that happens to live next door to Taylor Swift and is observing all this shit. I didn't think anything was wrong with it, but like people were really offended. They're like, this is such an invasion of privacy. And I was like, I understand your point. Like, I hear you. Definitely will take that into consideration next time. But it happened 4 years ago. I would never post this if it was present day. And mm-hmm. I don't know where you live, but in New York City, you could fucking see directly into everyone's apartment. Like, that's
just you're a New York City girl. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that was one. You know, mm-hmm. anything bad I write about Timothy Chalamet or like any of the people that have like huge fan bases.
Wait, Timothy Chalamet has like stands that are like, will come for you? Are you
fucking crazy? Yes.
What?
They were so mad at me last week because I posted
from what from the movie
Call Me by Your Name. No, there's two groups of Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. So there are the Charmies. They're the ones that want Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer to be a couple, and that's based off that movie. But they want them to be a couple in real life. They're called the Charmies. That's like Armie and Chalamet, I guess combined. Then they're just like the Timothy Chalamet like fans. So there's two groups.
Okay.
One group trying to convince me that Armie and Timmy are having an affair. And then the other group are just like super protective over anything about him.
I feel like you're into him though, no?
Oh, Timmy, I love Timmy. But like everyone thinks like if I post something like that they don't approve of, they think I don't like him, but I think he's like a great actor. Wait, I love
him. I want to know now the Leonardo DiCaprio thing always throws me off. What do you call him? Dino Headphones?
Oh, Headphones Dino Bones?
I don't get it.
In the way beginning, a lot of DMs I was getting was about Leo. Like, actually, that's how it all started. Like, somebody sent me a message about Leo. Yeah. And so, obviously, like I said, like, his name was popping up a lot and I was getting a lot of messages, and one reoccurring message that I would get is that he would have sex with girls while wearing headphones. Like
like AirPods or wired?
Well, everyone in their mind, I think, pictured it was like Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
But then somebody recently sent me a picture of him at dinner at like Catch in LA from like 5 years ago. And he was at the dinner table with AirPods. At the dinner table, uh-huh. eating dinner.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, with AirPods. So everyone was like, everyone in the Facebook group was like, holy shit. In my head, like he had on Beats every time. All these headphone stories, like I thought it was Beats. And I was like, me too. Like in my head, I thought he was like fucking girls while wearing like Beats.
Wait, but how would you get, were these girls that had sex with him or friends of friends?
So in the beginning, it was friends of friends. In the beginning, mm-hmm. it was friends of friends or like my friend is a model. Then slowly, as like I would post more and more, I did get two girls that had hooked up with him.
And said that he was wearing headphones?
Yeah.
I feel like now you would know to ask which headphones.
Now I would know to ask which I did ask. Okay, so this was also in the beginning when like I feel like less people knew about the account. So like there weren't as many like questionable stories. Like, is this real? Is this fake? So I like believed like these stories. So one girl was like, it was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. And I was like, shut the fuck up. No, it was not.
What do you mean? He was listening to the song?
Yes, Genie in the Bottle while they were having sex.
No. Wait, that's what she said.
That's what she said in her DM. I was like, I got to ask you like what? So this was like around the time that like that was like heating up, like that piece of information. I was like, I got to ask you. Everybody wants to know like, what is the song? And she was like, it was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. And I was like, shut the fuck up. / that's so iconic.
But it's really iconic. But also like, even if you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you're listening to music while you're having sex with me, that's super like offensive.
Well, people have suggested, and I have no evidence of this. Also, like, obviously I have no evidence of him wearing headphones because I have not had sexual intercourse with him. But like, people have suggested that he might have like auditory issues. And like, that's why he does it. I have no fucking idea. I'm not a doctor.
What does that
but
mean? What do you mean?
Like hearing, issues? like you know how like some people are sensitive to sounds. Like some people are sensitive to other people chewing. It's called something. Oh. There's like a name for it.
Oh.
So that's like an auditory issue, like your hearing. So some people were just like, you know, all these stories about him wearing headphones all the time, because actually it started to come out. It wasn't only during sex, like he'd be seen at clubs or like at a restaurant, as the picture that I posted proves, wearing headphones. So it could be something like that, or maybe he's just like in his own world. I don't know. The other girl said it when she had sex with him, he listened to Kanye's new album that had come out at the time. I don't remember the year, but that sounded like more plausible. But
oh my God, I can't.
But
why Dino?
So he also like collects dinosaur bones. Like he's a big art collector. He's a big art collector in general. And then one of the things that he collects is dinosaur bones. And in the foyer of his house in LA, he has this, and I posted a picture of it because someone was like nice enough to send it to me, which was like amazing. He has a picture of like a dinosaur head. I don't know what kind, it might be a T-Rex. I'm not sure, but it's like,
wait, how does that person have the picture?
Cause she like partied at his house.
So people didn't come at you for that. It's like invasion of privacy.
This was a while ago. So like, you know, there weren't as many like sensitive Sallys in the group. So, people don't go hard for Leonardo DiCaprio. So I don't think they would say anything. It's like, it's the fans of the people that I named, you know, like Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Timothy.
Oh my God. You know what it's called? It's called toxic fandoms.
Exactly. So,
which I'd love to have.
No, you wouldn't. You could have them.
Really?
You could have them. Yes. You would not. Because they're like mean. They're like so mean to me.
Well, I want people to like be mean for me.
You want a toxic fandom of
yourself. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you want the toxic fandoms coming at you. I was like, no.
I want to have a toxic fandom coming at people for me.
Oh, yeah. I want that for you too. I mean, they go hard. They go fucking hard.
Wait, so who's you were saying like you have your faves. So who are they?
My fave celebrities to post about?
Yeah.
I mean, I do still love anything about Leo because I think that he's like super interesting.
Do we have anything about his relationship with Camilla that's interesting?
Recently, yesterday, actually, I was doing a Q&A and somebody was like, what do you think about like Leo and Camilla's like age gap? And I was like, oh, like it's no big deal. She's 21. She's over 21. And then everyone was writing me like, it is a big deal. He knew her when she was 10 years old. And now they're dating. Like he groomed her. Like they were like, somebody like went into this whole thing. And I was like, well, we don't know that for sure. You know, like we don't know exactly what happened.
Cause he was like friends with her mom or her dad or something.
Yeah. Like her stepdad is Al Pacino. So I guess, I don't know, maybe through him, that's how she met him when she was younger. But I don't know. I don't necessarily think just because somebody knew you when you were 10 and they're dating you now, that's weird. I mean, he does like.
I did see you post about that. You said that you are cool with age gaps as long as they are
legal.
Right.
I said 21 and then realized after I posted it, like legal's 18. But I still think teenagers, like even though 18 is legal, it's still young. So think if they're over 21. You know, it's more of a, like an adult. It's fine. I mean, to each his own.
We have Leo and we have who else?
So I like Leo. I like all the like old school like movie stars like Leo, Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Do you have anything on Brad?
I mean, just the usual, you know, like he's a nice guy. Like he seems like a nice guy. People who work with him like him. He had a very tumultuous relationship with Angelina Jolie. I think that it definitely ended because of his, part of the reason could have been because of his drinking. And, you know, I think there's a lot of information out there that could be true. That's already out there. I think that she did probably keep the kids away from him. I think that was a hard situation. I don't even know if they're officially divorced yet.
Wait, what did you say? You said something about Jen Aniston. It's good things about Jen Aniston, right?
No, I mean, basically, somebody said, like, who surprised you the most? And my answer was Jennifer Aniston. And people automatically assumed that it was bad. And I just pictured her as a carefree, like, sort of, like, cool chick, like, smoking pot, and, like, your best friend. But she seems, like, from the stories, again, I don't know her personally, so I'm just making an assumption that she's very uptight. and very like controlling. Yeah.
Why? What kind of stories did you get about her?
Just like, well, first of all, she's like very 50-50 with fans, which definitely upsets some of the more hardcore fans. So that was like kind of surprising that she always wasn't just kind of like chill.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some on set, I'm trying to think, on set situations where her demeanor was surprising. I'll just put it that way.
Really?
Yeah. But then there's like the people that work with her who said that she's like amazing and kind. And I'm sure she is all those things. I think she's like kind of strict, you know, like.
I could see her being strict. I could see her being like a profesh, like professionalism only. Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I think she's like a little neurotic and maybe like uptight. And I just like never realized that, I guess, even though I guess if you really think about it, it makes sense. But to me, like, I don't know, the red carpet, she was always just, she's always casual and has a tan and like great highlights, you know?
That's a tan and great hockey.
And like, she's always talking about like drinking margaritas. And she was like, so you just think of her.
And also she's like really close with Chelsea Handler. No, I feel like that might.
No, they're not friends anymore. Because the big rumor is that Justin and Chelsea hooked up and Chelsea and Jen Aniston had a falling out.
What?
That's not my rumor, by the way. That was a rumor like on a blind blog website.
Wait, so do you like NT and like,
well, I would like read them religiously, but now that like I've learned more about like how everything works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like,
I feel like NT does it differently because I don't think he does. He get tipped?
Yeah, no, he has sources and he gets tips, but he writes them all himself. Like, I, instead of posting DMs, like I could rephrase the DMs I get into a blind item very easily. I just don't have that time. So I just post the DMs. And I also think posting the DM makes it more authentic. It's like, this is exactly what this person is telling me.
Right. Yeah. Also, a lot of NT stuff lately has been very like, and he also says it like, you're very trying to, you know, you'll post someone else's story. So it's not something that came out of your mouth. He's very like, you know, Zayn is a heroin addict.
Right.
Just like say it. And no, you're like, wait, really? For sure?
Right.
Like, you know this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he takes a lot of liberties that like, I never took from the beginning. So I'm not going to start now. I mean, I'm truthful as the person DMing me is. Let's put it that way.
Right. Right.
Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not like manipulating the words that people send me to make it seem like the information I'm putting out there is something that it isn't. So,
who's the like the celeb that you get like the nastiest shit about?
I mean, nasty like in what way? Like there's
no so like many... not nasty, but like the worst. Like seems like the worst, like bad shit about them.
A lot of male celebrities.
Like,
oh God.
Now nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, but just name a name and I'll say.
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Well, the thing with Shia is that I don't get a lot of, I get all great stuff about him, but then people will always like counteract that by DMing me that he was accused of physically abusing Mia, which I don't know if that came out. I don't know if that came out. I don't know what happened with that.
Wait, and what about JB?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Well, that's another fan base you have to be careful of because they'll make up stories that aren't true. But I've had like people that I totally believe because like it sounded totally plausible who've partied with him like not recently, like this was before he was married and stuff, who have described the situation. It's like a typical like pop star party situation, lots of girls, NDAs, you know, you could imagine. Mm-hmm. So like, no, nothing like really bad about him.
About JB. And HB, there was someone who was like talking, said she wasn't nice, right?
Well, no. So like the Selena people hate Haley. So they try to send me shit on Haley all the time. Like, and so I can't.
And how do you know they're Selena people? Because it's like fan accounts?
No, they're not fan accounts. They're regular weird accounts because I could tell they go hard. It's not just like you could tell when somebody writes you something, like you could almost tell in the way they're writing it or like how they approach it. Like if they're telling the truth or not. And yeah. they'll go hard. It'll be like pages and pages and pages of shit about Haley
Baldwin. They're like, so you're really exposed to like a lot of psycho people.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that are super psycho, I'll block. But like the diehard fans, no, I'll interact with them. Like part of me wants to like get through them and be like, yo, like it's not worth it. You know, like they, you know,
they'll do fine without you, Jacob.
Like, right.
What are you doing?
Right. So,
speaking of Jacob, Kaya and Jacob Elordi, are you getting shit on them?
Just like I just got a ton of sightings about them when they were in New York. But speaking of Enty, like on his website, like he swears up and down that it's a fake relationship and that, right. you know, Cindy and Randy like sort of promoted Kaya. It because it was yeah. good for Kaya. But I don't believe that. And like somebody asked me in the Q&A and I was like, no, I really think it's like real. Well,
I don't believe fake relationships in general, like Shawn Mendes and Camilla. Like so many people used to tell me that. And I'm like, listen, it's hard for me to. I still like people really think that they're in a fake relationship for years. Like, do you yes. think that?
Yes. I mean, those two, no comment, but yes. But
what do you mean no comment? You're a demoi. Fucking comment on shit.
Because I'm like, you know, I don't know for sure. I just know, you know, what people have.
So what are people saying?
That it's fake.
That he's gay?
That has been some speculation, but I don't think that's the reason why it's fake. I just, listen.
So why would they, what are they fucking promoting Senorita from 7 years
no.
ago?
Like, no, but what? Like, think about it. Think about like when Hollywood first started, like movie stars would be put together all the time to boost their star power. Do you think that stopped? No, that just got like even more feverish as the years went on. Now we're in 2020. Mm. Like it's 150% a thing. There are 150%.
No, I'm sure it's a thing.
Contracts,
right.
The contract yeah. thing. That's true. That's
but it
true.
Doesn't have to be for years. It can be for like for a movie or for like something. Not for like years. Be a couple.
I mean, I don't know. I think how long have they been together?
I feel like Senorita. First of all, Senorita didn't need any promotion. It was like wouldn't stop being on the radio as it is. So you think that is. Like that is a fake relationship, but Kaya and Jacob.
I don't think Kaya and Jacob are because, like, what would be the reason for that?
Like, what are you doing? Like, because, why? No, would, what people are saying are the reason is because she was seen with Kara, and her parents are like, I don't know, homophobic, and what don't want Kaya to seem like a lesbian. Is that what? People
well,
are
that
saying?
that's an exact thing from. Crazy Days and Nights. That's what I mean. Oh. Like, I think that's like totally made up. I do think that there is a chance that Kaya is sexually fluid. Yes, I do think that. I don't think that she would be with a guy to appease her parents.
I do think that he seems kind of thirsty by like shit that I've seen about him.
I mean, he's definitely thirsty for press. I mean, obviously he's thirsty for press, for paparazzi. Yeah. I mean, they didn't hide when they were in New York.
Yeah. I just wonder if they call them. Who do you think is like the thirstiest?
I heard they didn't.
They didn't call them.
I asked around.
I see. Who comes across as like super thirsty? Do you think?
Just thirsty in general, or like thirsty with paparazzi?
No, thirsty with like being famous and shit.
Oh, like God. Paparazzi. Literally everyone. There's not one person except for maybe Keanu Reeves who can give two shits. Like, that isn't fucking
Oh,
thirster.
You love Keanu. What have you been getting about Keanu Reeves?
He's like an angel, like sent from heaven to like just bless us with his presence.
What do you mean? What do you get about him?
Then he's just like the nicest human. He's like no ego. Like, no ego. I think he had like a very traumatic, I could totally be making this up. I think he had something very traumatic happen to him. Like, years ago, and I don't know if that just like made him become an angel, but he's like the nicest. He seems like the nicest person. I haven't received one bad or weird or creepy thing about him ever.
Oh, Keanu.
I know.
I mean, he does have like his weird, like he's been seen like looking kind of weird on the
yeah,
streets.
But I haven't like heard of him being, and who knows? Maybe somebody will hear this and fucking ruin it for the world. But I haven't heard that. I haven't heard.
Well,
like one
you
story.
Do always have a list, and Keanu's on it. On the like only yeah. good. Do you get? did you get shit about Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes. Before I got shit about Ellen before it came out.
Really? I think I did. I even did too. I feel like the Ellen thing seems like that's something that seems pretty substantiated.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, 100%. And the
you're like so many people have the same stories with the eye contact, with the shit. I think I even have a friend that was like work. I don't remember, but I feel like that's very, but don't we kind of want to ignore it? And then I'll like see Ellen make a speech about like saving elephants and I'll be like, oh my God, I love Ellen. You know?
No, I think she's probably like pretty close to how everyone's describing her and she had to save face and she like started her show and made that like really lame speech and sort of put all the blame on her producers, which was really fucking lame. Like she should have taken
accountability. Oh, she was like, I didn't know this was happening. Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know this was happening. And like, don't worry. Like I got it covered. Like we did what we needed to do to like right our wrongs. AKA they probably like fired some people, but I just thought she handled it really shitty. And I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, it's like there was too many stories.
I love that. I love that sentence. I love that sentence, that saying, because it's so true.
I mean, like, it just, that's like basically the basis.
Do you remember, like, for example, when Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn, I remember there was a lot of rumors about it and it sounded like, wait, what? Bruce Jenner is, you know, transitioned and all that. And then I was like, who would make this shit up? You know, like it's probably true.
No.
And Angelina and Brad, remember when that, like, we didn't want to believe it, but you're right. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So the like Jacob Elordi and Kaya thing wouldn't be that because you think that came directly out of that NT lawyer who has his own blinds. No one else was kind of saying
nobody else has told me that. I'll just put it that way. Anyone else who has said that, they got the information from his website. I have not heard any additional information from people. A lot of people who are on my account also read his website religiously. So besides them, I haven't heard from any additional people that their relationship is fake. I have heard that Kaya might be bisexual.
I see. But I don't even know if she was hooking up. Did you get people saying that she was hooking up with Kara?
No, they claimed, like, somebody, like, claimed a couple people that it was Kara and Margaret Qualley that were a couple.
Right.
Not because, Kaya.
Yeah. Or maybe Kara is just, like, really close with her friends, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Kara's, like, the biggest player in Hollywood. Are you fucking kidding me?
She really is. And then she, like, you get your friends with her for 2 days and you get, like, soulmate tattoos.
No
and,
kidding.
Like, you I'm touch like, her, you touch her toes. Like, I haven't had my friends, like, you know, touch my toes.
No.
I don't know. She gets very up and close and intimate.
Exactly. Like, it made me start thinking, like, do I like Kara? Like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, she must be, like, there must be something, like, magnetic about her that, like,
no, there probably is.
She hooks up with everyone. Rita Ora, Rihanna, Sienna Miller, like, fucking everyone.
Oh, she actually hooked up with them? They're not just her friends?
Amanda.
Am I naive? I'm naive, yeah.
Allegedly. Amanda. She allegedly. That's the rumors that I've been told.
Hooked up with all of them?
Those are some names. I don't even think I've revealed any of this on my Instagram, but those are some names that I've heard.
Freaking
more than Kara. Once. Yeah.
More freaking than once you've heard.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
Freaking Kara is right. Like, what is she doing? Like, give me some of that magic. Like, seriously. I'm not kidding. Like, that's why I support her. I'm like, all the fucking power to you, girl. She's probably breaking hearts left and right. Like, let's be honest. But like,
you think she broke? What do you think? Did you get any info on her and Ashley? Oh,
well, that's another fan base that loves to feed me lies. I think they were both not innocent. I think maybe there was cheating on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the end, like, that's what it had to be to break them up. It had to be like, too much cheating or somebody got caught one too many times. And
because they were also like, I feel like Kara defended Ashley. Pictures of her and Jeezy were coming up like right after they broke up. People were kind of coming for Ashley. And I remember Kara wrote a thing and was like, stop, like, we're good. Like, don't come for her.
I mean, yeah. So maybe like they still care about each other. They were with each other for a while. I mean, they were a super cute couple.
Yeah. Wait, did anyone say anything about G-Eazy and Ashley?
Well, yeah, there was like that whole, I mean, he cheats on her all the time, supposedly. Like, it's like a known thing. Like, everybody knows.
He's so gross and skeevy. What did he do to Halsey?
He is so shady. I don't really know a lot about that relationship. I'm not really sure, but probably the same shit that he's doing to Ashley. Like, I don't really know a lot about it. He just doesn't seem like a good person, and he just seems like a really, really bad influence on her. I'll leave it at that, if you could read between the lines.
Yeah, like drugs and stuff.
Yeah, so
I feel like she's like, listen, she's always like, I mean, listen, I love celebs smoking cigarettes a lot. Like, I just show me celebs being unhealthy. Like, that's what I want to see. I actually saw Ashley in New York, funny enough, at this place that you can smoke cigarettes at, which, like, I fucking loved it. I was like, lighting one up, but she was smoking up the wazoo, and she's just like, I feel like A, she smokes probably like more than a pack a day, and B, like, they're definitely seem like they're doing lots of drugs. But anyway, for someone that has a celeb dirt, you try very hard not to like spill too much.
Well, I mean, I don't.
What are you scared of? You're a non.
I know. I don't want to get caught in any like legal entanglements. You asked me before why I'm private, and I said it's because I can see everyone who follows my account. So I know everyone who follows my account. So that's why.
I see.
A little more tight-lipped.
So speaking of tight-lipped, the other day, and this was like totally not like a planned thing or anything, but I got DMs that were anon about Gigi's baby name, because I kept on putting up like, fucking show us the baby, fucking tell us the name, like all this shit. And actually, like, probably when the baby was born, someone DM'd me like, I know the name, I'm from Doylestown, like where Gigi's mom lives or whatever, like the name is Kai. And I kind of like the way you kind of like, I didn't really look at, I was like, okay, this is probably whatever. And then I started getting more and more DMs about it. And then once that happens, like we said, where there's smoke, there's fire. I was like, okay, right, probably true. And then I did have kind of a moral moment where I was like, is that not nice to like reveal it? Cause she wants to be the first to reveal it. And then I was like, no, fuck it. So I said, fucking, and in my stories, it is different because it's like, you know, whatever. Gigi is not going to be like not skinny. Like maybe she will. I mean, listen, I want to share the vibe
right now. You're like, wait, is Gigi going to see that I posted the day before?
No, because I was going to say no, but then again, like, Instagram, as you probably have been experiencing, is a crazy world. Like, I'll think in my head shit won't get to people, and shit gets to people. It could get to freaking, you know, the Pope.
Okay, 100%.
like shit gets around. Like, I'll talk shit. That's why, like, for you, I kind of get it now, because I had this thing where I was putting up those girls that are trying to grab fat rolls from their skin.
What? I don't know about that, but okay.
Oh, you didn't see? No, because I know you follow me, so maybe you did see.
No, I do follow you. I didn't see that, though.
So you know how there's this thing now to be like, I have rolls when I sit down.
Yes, I didn't know it was a thing. I thought it was just like your
like
body.
All these, like, fitness accounts, like trying to be like, rolls are normal and shit. So whatever. My point is, I'd put up these girls doing it that are super skinny, and I'd not even show their face. And all of a sudden I'd get a DM from them, you know, and be like, cause shit gets around. It doesn't matter. You
could get to anyone. 100% gets around. I've had people message me and be like, I showed X celebrity what you posted about them. They think it's so funny. I'm like, wait, what? Like a normal person.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you fucking texted X celebrity and showed them this post. Like I felt like kind of like, this is like a secret club. Like what stays in Des Moines, like what posts in Des Moines, like stays in Des Moines. Like, can you not send it to your celebrity friend? Like, that's so like non like cool.
Wait, do celebs write into you though?
Not like A-list ones, but some. But they don't really.
Gigi follows you.
Yeah.
What other celebs do?
I'm not going to, I don't like to say, because I feel like it's just better to not, if you know, like I feel like it's better for them to be under the radar if they follow, if they want to follow. But yes, she does. Which is why I didn't want to post the name, because I felt like, you know, they probably want to announce it themselves, and I'm not going to like steal their thunder.
Yeah, you know, when you're like, I'm not going to do what bitchy Amanda is doing. Is what you're saying?
I like texted you. I was like, Amanda, are you sure you want to post this? I like tried to like.
Wait, so what happened was I was like, should I say it? And like 2 seconds later, I did. But at the same time, you posted on your account, and I didn't see it. Like that, you don't want to say the name. But you can say that it's like one of your favorite scents.
Yeah.
And then I put that up, and because I already said like it's Kai. Uh-huh. And then I shared your story, and I was like, oh shit, she says it's a scent, so it can't be Kai. And then I get like a gazillion messages being like, no, Amanda, you fucking idiot. Kai is a perfume scent, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I ordered the Kai.
Shut up! Oh my God! Oh my God. Everyone, it smells everyone so listen. Fucking good.
I'm a huge loser, okay? So I'm getting messages up the wazoo. Kai's a scent. Kai. I Google it. It's like Oprah's fucking favorite scent. All this shit. I'm like, now I got to fucking order it.
It's so good. It smells
good. No, but wait. Funny. I started with the body spray. I'm like okay. Taking it slow in my relationship.
Well, so I just got it today. So you smelled it. Do you love it?
I don't yet. No. Is that weird?
I mean, if it's not your thing, but I like, it just like does it for me. I don't know what, I use the oil, like the perfume oil. So it just does it for me. I don't know what it is. I love it. So I've been wearing it for years. So, yes.
Do you see that Gigi watches your stories?
Sometimes she does.
I see. So I don't think she, I mean, I get that. I wouldn't do that if Gigi, because listen, this shit happens to me all the time. Like I'll, you know, talk shit about a certain, you know, reality star, Bravo, celebrity, whatever. And then they start following me and I'm like, oops. Like, listen, at the end of the day, I can talk a lot, but I'm not about to, like, I do it behind people's backs. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not behind their backs if they're looking at your stories and following.
That's what I'm saying. So once they start following me, I'm like, shit, can't talk shit about them anymore.
No, and, but see, I'm so fine. Happy you said that because you get it because people give me shit for it. They're like, you don't post about like Bella and Gigi. And it's like, I do. I mean, I post what I get. And like, honestly, like, I get a lot of nice stories about them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm sure they're nice for me. Like, I used to give them a lot of credit. Like, I used to kind of be like into Bella until I got a lot of messages and shit that she's like anti-Semitic, which I know they say about a lot of celebs. Like, it'll be like, it's a thing to be like, this person doesn't like Jews and whatever. But with Bella, because I'm Israeli and a lot of times she'll post like kind of like Palestinian propaganda that isn't true. And I'll like know that it just like becomes weird for me as like a Jewish Israeli person to
I get that.
To support Bella, especially because I don't know, now it's too much. It's too much with the fox eye. Do you get DMs about like surgeries or like people that work at places where celebs are getting shit done?
No, not ones that work at places, but I did post like the names of the famous doctors that a lot of celebs are known to go to.
Mm.
But no, not from anyone that has worked at their office. I'm sure they signed an NDA up the fucking wazoo.
Yeah. That's funny you say up the wazoo. I say up the wazoo. I thought it was weird that I say that. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure that, you know, and anytime I post anything medical, everyone's like HIPAA violation. It's a HIPAA violation. It's like,
ugh.
It's only a fucking HIPAA violation if I'm a doctor or nurse. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, or yeah. If the person's a doctor or nurse. I don't get doctors or nurses emailing, you know, messaging me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a long time ago, somebody said that they saw Khloe Kardashian at their fertility doctor. And
shut up.
I didn't post it because I didn't want to hear like, it's a HIPAA violation. It's a HIPAA. I didn't want to fucking hear it. So yeah. So it's like stuff like that. It just like, sometimes it's just not.
It's not worth it to get a gazillion messages.
It's not worth it. And then there's also the factor that you just said, like who follows you? Like you get it. Like you're not going to be mean. And like, I don't want to be mean. Like that's just not my intention. It's just more of an entertainment.
So about the Kardashians, I'm assuming just because I've heard a lot, like they're great people, right?
I mean, no, not all of them. I would say Kim and Khloe. The other ones, jury's still out.
Oh my God, what? What about my Courtney?
No, the fact that you support her so much, sometimes I like want to message you because it makes me cringe.
Why?
She's just like not what she portrays herself to be.
What do you get about her?
I just get that she's just like kind of lazy. I get that I've heard that she's like not as involved with her kids as she like loves to portray.
I know.
I feel like the whole mom thing.
Yeah, I feel like that does. First of all, I want everyone to know I'm a shallow ass bitch. So my obsession with Courtney and HB is like purely mostly about what they look like and how they dress.
Oh, totally.
So I love her style and I love the fact that in general, like she looks much more down to earth and.
But she isn't. I think she's like one of the worst ones. Like if I had to rank them, I would.
Yeah, I could see that. I know that Kim, and I've heard from so many people, is like a lovely person to like.
Yeah.
That she's like whatever. But Courtney, I can see that. I think we even saw like on the Kardashian, she'll have moments where you'll see her being like, oh, my assistant. You'll just see moments where you're like, ooh, she's pretty high maintenance. And yeah. The kids thing, first of all, you're obsessed with your kids. You wanted to quit keeping up. But here you are prancing around the world with Addison Rae.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. She's like full of shit. And like, do you remember when Kendall was on like James Corden or something and he had her rate?
Oh, yeah.
And she put Courtney last.
Right.
And I think that was like,
true.
I think they got, and I was, this was before like I even heard any information on her. And I was shocked to hear that. I was like, Courtney's last. I was like, what? She's like so into her kids.
She's so obsessed with her kids. Right.
And then I started getting information about her and I was like, fuck, Kendall was right. I was like, she is not what she portrays herself to be. And I think Poosh is like a joke, even though the Poosh moon milk, though, I'll promote that till the day I die or whatever.
You got it?
I'm on my like, fourth tub. It's fucking amazing.
What does it do?
It lulls you into like the deepest, most beautiful sound of sleep that you've ever been in.
Oh my God, I can't.
It's
wait, so
amazing.
Wait, so Addison and Courtney, did you get anything on that?
The first thing I got on them was that Addison's family was doing a reality show and people started phrasing it like they're going to be the next Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I don't think that's like what it was. I think it was separate. Like they were just doing a reality show and Courtney was sort of like helping her navigate that world, but maybe was a producer or maybe somehow there was some money involved. That was the first thing I got about it. Somebody saw that. Somebody knew Addison's father, whatever his name is, I forget what his name is, texted him and was like, is it true that you guys are doing a reality show? And he was like, no comment. So then they like wrote me back and they were like, he said no comment. So I guess that's true. So that, like, I thought that for a while. Then I heard and I think I posted about it that like Courtney gets paid to like prance around with her in order to like boost Addison's popularity, like maybe in preparation for this reality show.
But again, do you believe that? Like the way we're talking about Kai and Jacob, because like, okay.
That was a rumor. Said, like the person literally said this was the rumor on set. Like they had done a...
I don't believe that because you wouldn't be celebrating her fucking birthday with her, taking a video of her blowing out her fucking candle. Like that wouldn't... You know what I mean? That's like intimate shit.
Well, and then the last rumor I heard was that maybe there was something else going on between them.
That they were like hooking up.
Like maybe.
It's funny because a lot of people, when I obsessively posted about it, were like, maybe they're hooking up. And again, that's one of those things where I'm like, Courtney hooking up like with a 20-year-old, like being friends is one thing and it's weird, but hooking up is like, I don't know. I just felt like...
I mean, again, it's like a rumor also told to me by, you know, two people. One, I wasn't sure. And the other one seemed a little bit... I was a little more sure about, but it seems so out there that I was like, come on. But then I was like, I don't know. They're always like,
yeah, they're besties to the point that it's like weird because at 40 or even, I mean, I guess at Addison's age, when you're best friends, you're like best friends and you're together all day and you like,
not at 40.
Pajamas.
She's like 41, I think.
40. Yeah. But not at 41. Like,
no. And dressing,
even Steph Shep, who she calls her. Oh my God, right. But now I'm thinking about it. But when you're 20, maybe you do that, like in college or something. Not even. I feel like when you're 12, you fucking twin.
Yeah.
But well, the rumor that I could see was when people were like, Poosh is trying to boost her young audience. And then if you saw the YouTube, the day in the life of Courtney that Addison put up, it's legit a Poosh commercial. Like, it's like they're drinking Poosh. They're going in a Poosh event. Addison's like, check out the Poosh website for the fucking avocado smoothie.
So then that makes sense that they're maybe paying Courtney. Like, maybe there's some sort of like monetary contract.
There for
exchange.
Sure is. There for sure is. But I feel like that still doesn't mean that they don't have a connection. Like, again, I'm not naive, but like, I'm a believer in like, I feel like they can't just be purely monetary. You know what I mean? There for sure is, because it can't be. She's in Skim ads and Good American ads. Like, fucking, what is she not in?
No,
and
yeah.
The weirdest part about it is Kendall and Kylie are the closest in age to her.
Oh, they probably want nothing to do with her. They're probably
and they
like,
want nothing to do with her.
No. They're probably like, get her the fuck away from us. Like, no. They're probably like, she's completely lowbrow compared to like what they're doing. First of all, that's number one. She's like this like chick from Louisiana, wherever the hell she's from. I'm not really sure. I think somewhere in the South. Like, they're probably like, get her the fuck away from us right now. But yeah. It's weird, but they don't act like it's weird. Like, they prance around like in front of paparazzi. Like, they don't act like there's anything weird about it. But
right. But I feel like they either they're enjoying it or they really, really, really don't give a fuck.
It's a fucking mystery, to be honest. Like, I know. I don't know, think we'll ever get the answers. Like, those Kardashians are tight-lipped and Addison's not right. Doing shit. But I mean, do you watch her TikToks?
I don't have the app.
Oh, girl.
I don't know. Listen. You're,
no, like you that. Don't even know. She, like, you. I mean, she's a pretty girl, but you're just like, why is she so famous?
No, it popped up. I don't know why my like, feed is showing me old things of her. So I'm getting, like, on Instagram, actually, like, pop-ups of her old TikToks where she still had, like, these awful blonde highlights.
Yes, and she dyed her hair darker. I mean, she's a very, very, you know, she's very cute. She's pretty. She's, like, bubbly.
But, of course, I don't fucking get it. Are you kidding? Like, let me be a hater for a second. Do you think I fucking get how these, like, 18-year-old semi-dancers get billions... billions of followers for like smiling like Zumba instructors and like no, it's no. Sick. What are you no. Even what?
I
no,
know.
I do not. Agree. I do not. And I feel like that ruined TikTok for me because I thought it was just dancing. And then people are like, no, it's really funny. They're like funny things. And now I just can't.
It's so much more entertaining than Instagram. It's so much more entertaining. And there it's really? Like a whole different world. Yeah. I actually feel safer over there than I do on Instagram.
Yeah, I feel like there are levels. Like, Twitter, least safe.
Oh,
Facebook.
No, like, Reddit. Reddit is the least...
Reddit oh, my God. Reddit is so mean.
Reddit's the least
Reddit
safe.
Is so... Yeah. I think I saw something about me on... Somebody sent me something about me on Reddit. It was, like, the meanest thing.
No,
like,
Reddit's a dark, dark, dark world. And then Twitter.
So I feel like it's Reddit, Twitter...
Facebook. Don't forget Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook's mean. Yeah. And then Instagram and then TikTok might be. But it's until... It's like, I guess, like, the oldest medias are, like, the most toxic. But, like, TikTok will probably get toxic.
I mean, it definitely gets toxic, but it's a lot of Gen Z. And they just, like, are honestly,
they're
like...
still, like, innocent and
they're,
happy.
But they're actually, like, really funny. Like, they have, like, their own, like, world over there. And if you, like, get on the right TikTok page, because, like, they call it, like, I'm on, like, cocaine TikTok. I'm on, like, my ex-boyfriend TikTok. Like, they call it, like, different things. If you get on that page and you get on a page by, like, liking or commenting on certain genres of TikToks, it's a whole fucking different game. Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like it's too much for me. I can't.
I love it.
To handle another media. But are you going to take Demois to any other places?
You mean, like, in general or, like, social media?
I don't know. In general.
I mean, I have a TikTok, but I don't really use it. I have a Facebook group. And then there's Instagram. I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly don't know. Like, I was very, like, set on launching, like, a premium platform this summer. And then I started going back to work more, you know, more full time and not working from home. And I just didn't have time to do it. And so now I'm just, like, every day, like I said, I'm just, like, Do I stop? Do I continue?
If you started in quarantine, it's a few months ago, you have time to like figure out where you're going to take it and where you're going to do it. And for now, you are providing premium entertainment. So thank you for that. And thanks for coming on. For anyone that didn't know before about Demois, really cool Instagram account. She says more on there than she fucking was willing to say on this podcast.
<I'm sorry>.
And she shares a lot of juicy DMs that she gets from people about our favorite celebs. So follow Demois. And thanks again for coming on, girl.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.